welcome at 343-0106.
Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
They're gonna pry these guns right out of my hands when they come to take them away. I believe in the rights that my fathers gave me when he signed the Constitution that day. No misguided president or crooked politician with a greasy pocket be spared. When the hardworking man gets tired of your cry, it's gonna rain wrath, beware. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. You're not gonna take it away. I'll stand up and fight for my freedoms and rights. That's a price you'll have to pay. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. Red-blooded to the core. You ain't ever had your.
Welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you could join us tonight. Of course, this is our favorite show of the week here on Armed Alabama. So thank you for tuning in. This is your show about self-defense, firearm and ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, training, proper range etiquette, Alabama law, Mississippi law, Florida law, and of course, federal law with myself and Judge Johnston. So glad you can join us. Give us a call here at the studio, 251-343-0106. If you have a comment or a question for us, or you can text to that same number a comment or a question, 251-343-0106. And be sure to follow us on our Facebook page. That's Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Please like, save, and follow while you're there. Of course, we're simulcasting on our Facebook page right now. So if you want to go to our Facebook page, you can see us on a video. Of course, the judge has brought a few things for show and tell tonight. It'd be interesting.
We're also going to give away a couple of more of Paul Brewski's book about the Last Siege.
That's Mobile, a good book.
Mobile campaign. I've just got to get a couple of questions that aren't erroneous like these internet quizzes always give us. So
be also check out our website, armedalabama.com, and we've got a lot of information there. We have all of our previous shows going back to our first show, believe it or not, over 3 years ago, Judge. Can you believe that?
Yeah, exactly.
Fastest 3 years ever. And if you have a comment or a question that you may not necessarily want to provide us on the show here tonight, you can email us, adam@armedalabama.com or thejudge@armedalabama.com. We'll be glad to hear from you.
And you've told them, but they can text that number.
Yes.
They don't have to use their name. And if they just have a quick question, and we'll try to answer.
Also, you can ask us questions during the Facebook Live cast. So there's lots of people that join us there on Facebook Live and ask questions from there. So lots of opportunities to provide input to the show.
And I've got one of the questions here. You want to start off with a question? We can kind of get things going.
Yes.
All right. Which of these ships fought in the first battle between ironclads, of course, which was in the Civil War? I'm going to name which one of these ships. Was it the Lusitania, the Titanic, the Pinafore, or the Monitor? So whoever can answer that question, you got to call in, though. You will win a copy of The Last Siege, the Mobile Campaign, Alabama 1865, by Mobile's own Paul Brewski, and we'll get that out to you. Which of these ships fought in the first battle between ironclads? Was it the Lusitania, the Titanic, the Pinafore, or the Monitor?
I actually know the answer to that question,
yeah.
And I built a model in high school.
I kind of grabbed it too because you used to be in the ship business.
Yeah, so. I love shipbuilding.
Right.
So, Judge, when we come on the air here, we always talk about the different topics that we cover here in the show, and one of those is proper range etiquette.
Yes.
Of course, you and I, we go to our own little ranges. We don't get a chance to really go to public ranges too much. And I had
We are perfectly adequated people.
Yes, for the most part.
Yeah.
But I actually had a chance to go to a public range, and I've just been training so much by myself that I actually didn't follow the rules a little bit. So even we can make mistakes, and it's up to us to be vigilant.
Well, yeah.
When we're at the range.
One way we make mistakes, I don't force people who are with me to wear safety glasses. I always wear them. And people will they'll have their sunglasses on or whatever. And I just won't push the issue. But I represented actually a safety glasses company when I was a lawyer, and there was an explosion and somebody was blinded. But so I really got into them then, and they're very, very important, and you can get them at a pretty reasonable price, and you ought to wear them every time you're shooting.
Yeah, well, usually with public ranges, you have a range master that's running the range, and so you have to follow their directions, and been so used to training myself, training by myself, that I kind of lost where I was at, talking and visiting or whatever. So
why don't we see? Looks like we got Judy. She may, I suspect she might have an answer for us. Judy, you're on there. Do you know, you want to chat, or you know the answer to the question?
Give me the question one more time.
Okay. Which of these ships fought in the first battle between ironclads? Was it the Lusitania, the Titanic, the Pinafore, or the Monitor?
It was the Monitor.
You got it. Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Monitor and the Merrimack.
Yeah.
My son's a Confederate veteran. Daddy would just kill me if I didn't get that one right.
Yeah, that's one of the Lusitania, you know, that was World War One, Titanic. Of course, that tax day, 1912, April 15th, I think. But if you want to chat some more, that's fine. Otherwise, I'll hand you off to Phil, and he'll get your name and address, and we'll drop this in the mail to you.
No, nothing else to say. I loved you as a judge.
Oh, thank you so much, Judy. I love you.
The room is paralegal before.
All right. Hang on.
All right.
Hold on.
Well, she needs to call more often.
Yeah. That question didn't hang out around too long, did it?
No. I was saying that some of these quizzes are inaccurate. One I actually posted something about was, I may get wording a little bit wrong, but it says the southern states seceded over this issue that the Republican Party, you know, was for in the 1860 election, something like that. And it said, you know, immigration, blah, blah. And it says abolition of slavery. And their platform, which I pasted in 1860 and in 56, didn't say anything about abolition of slavery. It opposed the spread of slavery into the territories. There was no plank about abolishing slavery. And they're just boldly put in these quizzes like that. And I mean, that's just one of – I could name a dozen of them. But, you know, if you want to go on to the next question, you've got to answer that one properly.
Hey, Judge, was the Monitor the Confederate ship?
Merrimack/Virginia, what it was relabeled when it became but everybody still called it the Merrimack.
This is a very insignificant piece of information that I'm going to share. But when I was 5 or 6 years old, my dad was in the Navy, stationed at Norfolk. Right outside the main gate.
About this time, probably.
Right outside the main gate was this little housing area, and it was all military people there, mm-hmm. and it was Merrimack Park.
Oh, wow.
So
interesting.
It had to have been named
like
after the ship.
And I'll tell you one other interesting. Admiral Franklin Buchanan, who was actually the man who was first commandant or whatever of the Naval Academy, actually was the one who started it, from Maryland, but he was in charge of believed the Virginia/Merrimack in that fight, later commanded the naval forces at the Battle of Mobile Bay, and lost his leg, and he said, you know, they were going down with the ship, and after he lost his leg, everybody's bleeding. Well, okay, we can't steer it anymore. So let's try to take Chuck, and if we run too long, we'll hold him over. Hey, Chuck.
Good evening.
How are you?
I have a question about traveling with firearms in a motorhome.
Okay.
What are the laws with that whenever you're traveling across state lines that don't recognize the pistol permits for Alabama?
Yeah, there's something called the doctrine of peaceable travel, And basically it means if you carry it unloaded, separate from the ammunition, preferably in a locked box away from your reach, you know, in the back where you're storing your luggage or your closet or whatever, you're fine. You don't need a pistol permit anywhere you go. Now, the only place I would be concerned is the 3 or 4, 5 states up around New York, New Jersey, you know, those people.
We don't really travel up that far, but I know we went to Virginia and I know South Carolina.
Yeah, you're fine in Virginia, but, you know, you get up to, like, I went to Washington, took the family a few years ago, and I just, you know, I felt like I needed my gun the whole way, but I still wouldn't take it because this was for the Heller case. I thought, I don't want to wind up in Washington, D.C. jail. So.
Right.
But yeah, that'll get you there if you just, as long as you have it separated from the ammunition, not loaded, and in a box away from you.
All right, that'll work. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
I think it's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of Armed Alabama.
They're walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life. Our fighting men have fought and died. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're
If your spine is in a bind, it's time to be aligned. For 20 years, Dr. Justin Foster has been diagnosing and taking care of spinal problems. Misaligned vertebrae can hurt due to a strain or sprain from an accident, or be injured by repeated use and can lead to a pinched nerve if not fixed. Pinched nerves can cause a series of discomforts, including decreased flexibility, headaches, muscle, joint, disc, and nerve pain. Foster Chiropractic of Tillman's Corner, easy to find across from Lowe's off Rangeline.
Now through May 9th, pick up a steal of a deal at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Centurion 24 long gun safe with 30 minutes fire protection, pickup price $749. Or a Lincoln 50, 41 long gun safe loaded with extras and 90 minutes fire protection, pickup price $33.99. Right now, buy the most popular safe on the market, the Fatboy 64, pickup price $21.99. Order yours today at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffitt Road.
This program is a production of Armed Alabama, LLC. The comments and views of the hosts are those of Armed Alabama, LLC, for which it is solely responsible. The view and comments of the callers, guests, and texters do not necessarily represent the views of the sponsors or advertisers of Armed Alabama, LLC, or of Armed Alabama, LLC, Bigler Broadcasting, LLC, FM Talk 106.5, or WABH. No comments from Judge Rusty Johnston should be taken as legal advice, but as educational information. Judge Johnston is not engaged in the practice of law and should not be sought out to answer legal questions off the air. Seek legal advice from a qualified attorney who knows the complete specifics of your legal matter.
All yous out there listening right now, I want you to pay attention to me, all right? I know what you need when your AC's down. It's hot, and that means you want action and you want it now. I got guys that'll take care of you. Hanson Heating and Air. They'll charge you to come out after hours. Their service calls just $25. It's amazing. Hanson is who you want to have your back when you got AC troubles. Don't send the wrong dude. You wouldn't send a fan to do an AC's job, would you? Hanson Heating and Air. The Hanson difference. Like him on that Facebook thingy. Alabama license number 08059.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
My name is Michael Weston. I used to be a spy until...
We got a burn notice on you. You're blacklisted.
When you're burned, you've got nothing. No cash, no credit, no job history. You're stuck in whatever city they decide to dump you in.
Where am I?
Miami.
Bottom line, until you figure out who burned you, you're not going anywhere. My name is Michael Weston. I used to be a...
Love that show. Burn Notice.
Yes.
Yeah. It's easy to sit and binge watch that. Yeah.
My kids got me into it.
Hey, speaking of binge watch, I'm going to play the music now.
Okay.
We got the wires
crossed a
little.
This is reason for this music.
We're on Easy Street, and it feels so sweet, because the world is but a treat.
Yeah.
if anybody has watched or is a fan of The Walking Dead on AMC, you know about Negan and his baseball bat wrapped with barbed wire.
You're going to scare all the Facebook
folks.
Yeah,
and what I did today, this is my little project. I made a Lucille here with... I made sure I had rusted barbed wire, though.
Yeah, you don't want new barbed wire.
Yeah, you want to give lockjaw to somebody you hit. So that was actually a little scary. I had two pair of gloves on, one Kevlar.
Well, for the radio folks, that's a baseball bat.
It's a baseball bat wrapped from, you know.
About halfway up.
Yeah, about halfway up with not real rusted, but fairly rusted barbed
enough.
Wire.
Barbed wire is that? That looks really heavy.
Yeah, I tell you, it's something we put on a good while ago, I think.
That's not chicken wire,
no,
for sure.
No, I think it's that, they call it gaucho, is that? And of course, not razor wire. But if you notice, it's really hardly rusted, but I'm sure it was galvanized originally.
You could do a lot of damage with that.
Oh, well, and I was telling Adam, the bat, when I first tried to put a staple, you know, to use on barbed wire, it just bounced off the bat. So I had to drill little drill holes in to get the staple going. So anyway, Walking Dead, Negan, and that song goes with it, and he's a horrible person, and he beats people up with that baseball bat. I guess the least thing you have to worry about is lockjaw, but if he came at you with that bat, you would certainly have the right to use deadly force.
And you don't have to have a permit to carry it.
Don't have to have a permit, and I guess maybe it's intimidating.
I wouldn't try to carry it concealed.
If you had a rack in the back of your truck.
People used to have axe handles.
But Adam, there was a shooting at a school in Colorado today.
Yeah, that
news
is kind of breaking, if you hadn't heard about it. Not too far from Littleton, Colorado, there was a shooting at a STEM school, which is science, technology, and engineering and math.
I thought you were going to say they made stem cells there.
No.
No, what the...
And there's still lots of information at this time that's just not being made available. But
I don't think so
at this time. There was one student that still, I think, remains unconscious from the shooting, but there were seven people that was injured. I do think two suspects were apprehended and maybe one more at large. So that's the information that I have right now.
And, you know, I think what it shows, too, is – you know, one child being shot is one too many, but the people that collect these statistics, they count school shootings as somebody Saturday in the school, you know, football field that shoots a BB gun at somebody else. That's a school shooting. And I've seen all those numbers, and they do it. Your kids are safer at school than they are at your house statistically. They're more likely to be killed in your house, falling off a ladder, drowning, whatever, than they are to be hurt in the school.
Apparently, the law enforcement was charging into the building, and I think sheriff's deputies were making the rounds on the rounds. You know,
there was lots
instead of standing around waiting for some, you know.
There was lots of different departments and agencies that responded to that.
Otherwise, it could have been probably a whole lot worse.
To your point, Judge, you're absolutely right. As far as statistic-wise, your children are safer at school.
It's kind of like statistically, yeah. Lightning's never going
to
strike you,
but you're the one that hits. But
to
that point, and oddly enough, the shooting took place at a STEM school, which is a science, technology, engineering, math, which is something I'm very interested in.
Yep.
And I actually had a chance to judge at a robotics competition, competition. I guess it's probably been about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't tell you how many students' groups showed up with some way to counteract or defeat a school shooting or an incident or anything like that.
Oh, I was hoping
like
you were going to say government surveillance.
No. And so, of course, you had other groups that were there. They had some type of robot or a mechanism that dealt with production, whether it be production of equipment or logging or whatever. So it was really neat.
That's great kind of stuff because you learn the math, the science, and all while doing something you enjoy.
That's our future.
That, you know, maybe there's somebody I don't know about, but some of these schools ought to have, you know, a semi-professional astronomy lab. You can get $5,000, a nice telescope, computerized, and you learn trigonometry and all these other sciences and you don't realize you're learning them. You've got to learn it to figure out positions of planets and all of this and take photographs.
Well, I think
it makes it fun.
The sponsors for these students and in schools, you know, that, I guess maybe that was a hot button issue for them. But when I asked the questions, just like you did, well, statistics shows this is not necessarily an issue as far as child safety. They just kind of looked at you and with a blank look, that you know,
see,
the teachers or
theory,
the sponsor.
It's called the herd mentality. Anytime 99% of the people think, agree on something, is probably wrong.
Yeah. No.
And I can give you 20 instances.
And so with a robot, the robot was to lock the door.
Ah.
And, you know, so you programmed a robot to go lock the door.
Yeah.
Otherwise, which most of schools now, they have automatic locking doors, which is just a solenoid within the door itself.
Yeah. Of course, they also could learn the trigonometry, the math, et cetera, by shooting trap. Because, you know, you have to lead a little,
velocities
and angles and all that, which I've always been interested in because most of the time, if you're shooting at, let's say, 50 feet and you're using birdshot that travels, let's say, at 1,250 feet per second, it's going to be there and you don't have to lead much at that. That happens more in skeet, but people get all into that where they're shooting so far ahead of it. And when you think about how fast the shot flies, it's almost instantaneous.
Judge, speaking of science, talk about synthetic drugs that are being manufactured in China and sold here, shipped and sold here in the United States.
Just reading
all very, very,
that
very
Chinese
cheap
knockoffs of Trigicons and all the guns. They'll do anything, apparently.
Well, I think one of the things is with this, the two main drugs, there's lots of different synthetic drugs that's being made in China, but the most prevalent, and I say the most prevalent that, and some of it is just new on the scene that you're going to hear a lot more about, and that is fentanyl.
And for a long time, the reason fentanyl was abused, and frankly by a lot of doctors, is there wasn't a drug test for fentanyl until about 5 years ago.
And people are using fentanyl in place of opioids or heroin.
Yeah, and the scary thing about that, number one, is from China. So fentanyl might be rat poison and whatever. But fentanyl is for someone who's been on opioids, morphine, whatever, for months, maybe years, so they've built a tolerance up to it, and not for somebody, you know,
weekender. And that's what makes it so dangerous, because you have the casual drug user that might be doing opioids on a weekend at a party or whatever, and they'll get a fentanyl, which is 30 to 50 times stronger, and they die right there on the spot.
It's just like the Chinese, you know, steal copyrighted movies, and they're producing them in China before you get to your theater. They don't follow any of the international rules or law of conduct. And this is another example of that.
Yeah, well, the fentanyl itself is killing thousands of Americans via overdose. It is an extremely powerful drug. We don't hear about it so much here, but you definitely hear about it on the border states. And oddly enough, we talked about this in the past, Judge, several of those states that border Mexico, where it's really flooding in at via China, is California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. But Texas, Judge, is the only state that's really publishing these numbers. So that's the only numbers that I have is what Texas had published.
It's like the liberals want to outlaw guns or raise the age limit to buy guns, but lower the voting age to 16 and make all drugs legal. We'll be back right after this break with more of Armed Alabama.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
How you boys put those guns down?
Say what?
Well, we're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
Harry, huh? By the way, if you want Lucille, the baseball bat covered, and you can go back later and watch it on Facebook, with the rusted barbed wire, I'm pretty sure they have them on sale down at McCoy's Outdoor, one of our main sponsors, and you can get this or a more traditional self-defense item.
If they don't have that, that's the only weapon they don't
have.
Yeah,
exactly. And they have they have everything for an outdoors kind of person, and they're on Spring 11, just west of I-65 overpass. And by the way, if your neighbor comes over and hits you with one of these, you've been injured, you've been battered, so go see Steve Moore. He's a personal injury lawyer. He's downtown on 8 North Dearborn Street, and you can call him at 445-7602. Adam, I'll throw out another question because we got one more of Paul's books to give away. Which era immediately followed the American Civil War? The Renaissance, Reconstruction, the Gilded Age, or the Reformation? Which era immediately followed the American Civil War? The Renaissance, Reconstruction, the Gilded Age, or the Reformation? So if you know the answer to that question, give us a call at 343-0106, and you'll win a copy of Paul Brewski's book, The Last Siege, The Mobile Campaign, Alabama 1865, which was end of April, 1st of May, winding up. And people seem to think when Lee surrendered at Appomattox, that was the end of the war. As Mrs. Lee said, just because the general has surrendered doesn't mean the war's over. So...
while we're waiting on a phone call, Judge, just before we went to the break, we were talking about the synthetic drugs that are made from China, of course, and shipped in via Mexico or wherever. We talked about fentanyl is a really,
sure,
really bad
safe
one.
Housekeeping it's, seal there.
It, so fentanyl pure. Is very deadly, and the other one that's really starting to take hold is flaca, which is more down in South Florida.
Is that?
It's a synthetic drug that's manufactured in China.
It's like a narcotic.
It is, and what it is, it causes hallucinations. It causes body temperatures to rise. So one of the first things
like ecstasy did.
One of the first things that the users do, especially if they're taking high qualities, is they take their clothes off and you see them streaking through the streets.
And you know, and there in 19, that might have sounded fun. People doing that. Most people are pretty ugly with their clothes off. You know. Thomas, hang on, and let's see. Thomas?
Oh, wait a minute. Which line is
he? He is on number one, I'm showing.
Yeah.
Hey, Thomas.
Hello, I'm Thomas.
I'm Theodore.
Yes, I'm Theodore. Thomas, how are you doing, guys? I listen every week.
Pretty great. Do you want to answer our question, or you want to just chat?
Yeah, well, I'm glad I got another chance because the first question I was going to say the Lusitania. But now I'm going to say Reconstruction.
Reconstruction's right. You know, it's a little tricky because Gilded Age is kind of morphs into it. But, yeah, Reconstruction, you're right. And don't hang up after we're finished talking. We'll put Phil on the line who'll get your name and address.
That was the age of the carpetbagger, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Boy, that was interesting history, the carpetbaggers in Kansas and all those folks, the James Brothers and the Youngers and the and all those folks.
You know, after the war, there was just a whole John Wesley Hardin, Jesse James. You had all these people that were, you know, pretty much Confederate veterans that didn't have anything to do. You know, the South was wrecked.
And they had no home to go
raiders.
Back to.
I remember in Abilene, there was a guy called Bear River Thomas. And he decided, he was the first guy to say, I'm going to run as sheriff's marshal in town without any guns. Well, they shot him in the back, and then Wild Bill Hickok came to Abilene, and he got shot in the back.
Yeah.
So I guess we need guns.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a pacifist as my sheriff.
No, I sure wouldn't either.
Liable to happen. But, you know, from what everything I read, they say, you know, we've got this kind of chivalrous view of the West where, you know, James R. Ness squares off against somebody and they both draw. And most of the time, one of them was shooting the other in the back with a shotgun or hiding in a window.
Yeah, well, the thing is, R. Ness and the riflemen, those guys are stone-cold killers.
Oh, yeah.
You know they were going to kill the guy because it was their show.
Oh, yeah.
So why watch the darn thing? You know who's going to end up in Boot Hill.
Well, some of us don't like to be surprised.
No, they don't, Judge.
Yeah. But let me hand you off to Phil, and he'll get your address on. We'll get this in mail to you.
Okay. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for listening. Thank you
evening.
For calling.
Going back to your previous question, the of the ironclads, the Monitor, one of the main advantages it had over other ironclads, especially in the Confederacy, is it actually had a movable turret.
Oh, wow.
The gun was actually on a movable turret.
They were so low, and they say they were so hot inside.
Yep,
They were burning, you know, coal. And
looked like they were so heavy they shouldn't have been able to float.
Yeah. It was kind of a fine line, you know, because most of them were, you know,
well, they set very
inches,
low
in, if not a foot
set,
or two.
Yeah, they set very low in the water just for that reason,
yeah.
To be a low silhouette. Of course, they were angled to have the cannonballs bounce off of them. And of course, torpedoes were used.
Yeah.
To take them out.
We had one that blew up in Mobile Bay and took down with the Tecumseh. Is that the ship it took down?
I can't remember exactly
course,
which
you know,
one.
Yeah, most of them failed, but one didn't work.
The
if you want to read something exciting, read about Admiral Franklin Buchanan, who was one of the top naval leaders in the Confederacy, and he just a real character. He said the U.S. Navy went to Hades after they stopped allowing people sailors to be flogged. He said it was just downhill after that.
Which is a practice that the British Navy
made
quite regularly, yeah.
Well, I won't quote what Churchill said. When he became Lord of the Admiralty, he said, I didn't know much about the Navy other than flogging, rum, and sodomy. So, you know. Churchill's one of those people that, once again, is universally loved, but there are a lot of reasons he shouldn't be loved.
And, well, he certainly wasn't politically correct.
And by the way, you know that he was that Napoleon, who was supposedly a short man, was a half inch taller than Winston Churchill.
Really?
Yeah, that shows you the propaganda that you think of Churchill as large, obviously.
Yeah, larger than life.
Yeah. But, he went to war or led England into war over Polish neutrality, Polish independence. And then after the war was over, Poland was captive of the USSR for the next 50 years.
Oh,
they
God.
Completely forgot about Poland. So
I'll give you a little bit of trivia. I can't remember who we were talking about.
We were talking about the admirals, talking about the Monitor.
The Monitor, the torpedoes. Lord have mercy.
Damn the torpedoes.
Yeah.
But he really said, damn the mosquitoes, full speed ahead.
Well, torpedoes then were not like the torpedoes now.
Yeah, they were mines.
They were basically mines,
yeah.
Or either that, they were on really long stalks or posts or whatever, which torpedoes now are actually projectiles.
Yeah, right.
Basically like underwater missiles.
Right. But, it's pretty clever, and, of course, it's amazing any blew up. I know they would bring them in periodically and dry them out and all, but, and, of course, the blockade that Lincoln proclaimed against the South right after Fort Sumter was illegal under international law. And by the way, if you're interested in legal arguments regarding secession that aren't made by me, they're made by a Pennsylvania Quaker in 1825 who's an abolitionist. Go to the Mobile Area Civil War Roundtable Facebook page, and you can download about a 15-page paper that William Rawl, who was U.S. Attorney for Pennsylvania, that George Washington appointed, he wrote a book in 1825 about a view of the Constitution of the United States. It's an entire chapter that explains why secession is proper if a state wants to, the mechanism it should go through, and all of that. So it's kind of whose ox is getting gored at the current time. Because, I'd love if California wants to secede, I'd probably send them a donation. But bye-bye, And a couple of other states, too, as a matter of fact. Massachusetts would be another good nominee.
You used to talk about Winston Churchill earlier, that he actually had descended, his brother is actually descendant of some strangers
in half
Britain.
American, yeah.
And his brother's middle name was actually Strange.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you ever go to Britain, go near Oxford, and it's Marlborough, Duke of Marlborough Palace, his ancestral home. It is bigger than about 10 square blocks in the city. It's one of the unbelievable. It's always open for tours, and it is really a fantastic kind of the height of the British Empire. He was actually born there, I think. But spent a lot of time there. He wasn't the oldest, so he didn't get the royal title and all.
So, Judge, we were talking about the synthetic drug being manufactured in China and also manufactured in Mexico, but mostly in China, and brought into the United States from Mexico or through ports for being shipped. And that is fentanyl is really, really bad on the southern border. Of course, you'll hear in the media that, you know, illegal immigration and porous borders are not an issue.
And I noticed we have a measles outbreak. Yeah. You think that the immigration had anything to do with that?
Well, one of the things is Trump stated that he was going to shut down the border if Mexico didn't do their part. But guess what Mexico is doing? They are now detaining the migrant convoys as they're coming up from Honduras and everything. So
probably scrubbing them up and then escorting them across the border later.
From the article that I read, which really didn't get a lot of traction, you didn't really hear a lot of it in mainstream about how Mexico is stepping up their efforts to detain these migrants' convoys.
We got to go to a break, folks. We'll be right back to the last section of Armed Alabama after these breaks.
Squirty guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. You forgot to say please.
You know, I think Lucille might give the Terminator, I guess if he has that shell of whatever it was, you know, titanium underneath, the rusted barbed wire probably wouldn't do any good.
Might just bounce off it.
Adam, I noticed Remington is soliciting customer ideas for gun designs. Like if you've always thought they ought to make a certain kind of gun, you can, if you want to go to thetruthaboutguns.com, it's on the first or second, third page. It's been the last couple of days, and get the link. There's so many guns out there, I guess I don't have any desire to submit anything, but there are plenty enough for me. But that's kind of interesting.
I got one. It got two magazines. Feeds magazine from each side.
There you go. Well, you know, that's just verboten to even talk about
for
magazine.
For a high capacity at that.
It's amazing to me how many fairly expensive guns will come with maybe one magazine. They'll come with instead of having a nice rubber grip, some kind of hard, cheap plastic grip on it, and then a horrible trigger that, you know, when they buy in bulk, they could for $50 upgrade and have a nice trigger. But you spend $900 on a pistol, and it's got a sorry trigger. And I think that ticks off a lot of people, especially they're just getting into it. But, you know, penny wise, pound foolish.
Judge, you want to bring up the Biloxi police officer that was shot?
Very sad.
It is a very sad situation, and our hearts and prayers goes out to the family of Robert McKeithen. He was less than a year from retiring.
Oh.
24-year veteran.
Yeah. You know, I've always kind of read those stories, like maybe an officer has never had to unholster his sidearm and then, you know, is killed the last week before he retires.
And it was in the parking lot of the police department.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. And right now there's no motive. They really have no motive for the reason why that he was shot. They do have a person of interest that was arrested or taken into custody, and is, so they think that he may be the killer, and is Darian Dewan Atkinson.
Yeah, well, they'll try him. He might be sentenced to death, and then he might be executed in 50 years, long after we're dead.
Oh, I've got another, speaking of in the news, another little statement here from Cory Booker says that he, if he elected as president, you heard about that?
Yep.
Elected as president, he would use an executive order to ban guns and jail anyone who doesn't comply.
Well, why don't we have an executive order, let's say, banning people from writing books or making movies while we're at it? You know, I mean, that shows, he knows he can't do that. I hope.
I don't know.
Yeah, but, that's unconstitutional on its face.
Sure. But, you know, like I kind of discussed in that paper I was talking about, the Mobile Civil War Roundtable site. The Constitution is whatever the judges say it is, and that's very dangerous, but that's their position. You know, well, if we say it, that's the way it is.
We won't have to worry about Mr. Booker.
I don't think so at all. We won't have to worry about him or Mayor Pete or Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden may be hospitalized for senility before the election.
I don't know. He's taking a big lead over Bernie Sanders. Yeah.
The man who took his honeymoon in Moscow. At least he kind of doesn't hide his beliefs.
No, he doesn't hide his socialism.
Yeah. I mean, of all places to go, even if you were a commie, you know, the commies in Russia then were going, if they could get out, going to Hawaii or some good place, they wouldn't go to Siberia.
You know, that's a term you don't hear a lot of. I remember being
coming
younger, and it was nothing for somebody to
I kind of let my true side out.
You were a fan of John McCarthy.
I mean, no, I mean,
Chat-coms and commies.
I mean, there was, I remember t-shirts and stuff like that said, kill a commie for your mommy.
There you go.
I mean, better red, just, better dead than red.
You're darn right, you know. And the reason they tore down the Iron Curtain is because they finally figured out they'd won. We're all socialists. You know, why keep it up? think about it.
I do hope that the utterance of Nikita Khrushchev talking about we don't have
we
to go
will
to war
bury
with
your
America. No, you're gonna die from within like a rotted fruit.
Well, that's happening, you know.
You know, it is.
And I think it probably tends to happen to all, you know, large nations, countries, Rome, England. You know, they kind of reach a point and then they
go down.
Yeah, first of all, we spent all our treasure abroad. At least the Romans brought home the gold and the exotic animals. And paraded them through Rome. You know, we build schools for people when we invade their countries, and that can't last very long before you bankrupt yourself. But it seems to be the natural cycle of these things. You become a republic, becomes an empire, and you become more despotic at home and warlike abroad. And what do we got? Troops in 165 different countries? I didn't even know there were that many countries. Of course, some of them I'm not so sure would qualify on traditional grounds, but
as a country,
probably some of them having the U.S. Army invade is the best thing that could happen to them, you know.
Well, with deficits rising every day, there's something that's really
thanks
not
to Alexander Hamilton. Yeah. You know, he started that tradition. He thought that was wonderful. And all these people that go to see his plays, the real hero is Albert Gallatin, the second Secretary of the Treasury, the longest serving, who started a program to balance the budget, stop the deficits, et cetera. His statue's in front of the Treasury building. Hamilton's
on the
side.
They haven't torn it down?
Well, not yet. No. And by the way, one they have never torn down, talking about herd mentality, is Chief Justice John Marshall. He's the man that saved America. He was also owned more slaves than Thomas Jefferson and was a slave trader. But since he was for the expansion of the power of the federal government, he gets a pass, apparently.
Was Earl Warren a fan of his?
They would be of
compatible
traveling companions. Yeah, and throw in Hugo Black too, and the whole bunch of them. They just got to meddle, you know. But the states, you know, we elect people to the legislature, and the first thing they do is start plotting how they can get to Washington. You know, we ought, the state's legislature should be used as our defense to check the power of the federal government. That's what it was supposed to do. But nobody wants to do that. They just want to join the party.
Well, if you challenge the federal government, they cut off your funds.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny
which
how—
Which is our funds
the
to fun, begin
I know,
with.
Their funds are our tax dollars. So, you know.
To build bridges.
You know, when Jefferson was elected, he abolished all internal taxes that had existed. And people who were convicted under the Alien and Sedition Act, he pardoned them all, returned their fines they paid with interest. That's why they called it the Revolution of 1800. That's not likely to ever happen again.
Of course, our favorite president now, Teflon Don, has the highest approval rating he has a higher approval rating than Barack Obama at the same time and Ronald Reagan at the same time.
It would have been a boring 3 years for me had he not won. I've just enjoyed the whole show.
Absolutely.
It's been worth it.
I mean, what will we talk about?
I don't know that, you know, he at least he's not Hillary Clinton, and he's been enjoyable, just, you know, stirring up trouble.
Of course, if you're trying to get the real news on the cable channels, you're just about out of luck.
Well, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, Twitter would already went under. You would.
Oh, even, I know.
Yeah, I mean, CNN would.
Twitter would be gone by now.
Twitter drives me. I can't say anything in 60 characters. It makes me 60 pages to say something.
Well, you could probably do this whole show in about 2.5 minutes. Then.
Yeah, you know, it's just that's kind of a byproduct of being a lawyer. You just. You're not, even though you wrote briefs, you weren't brief.
Yeah.
And it was something.
All right, we're coming up on the end of the show. Be sure and check us out on our Facebook page, Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Be sure to like, save, and follow while you're there. And tune in next week for more Armed Alabama.